This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1851. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 10th, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Biafra, Brazil, Burundi, Canada, Congo, Congo DR, Cuba, East Turkestan, Egypt, Germany, International Internet and Vacuum, Kashmir, Madagascar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Peru, Romania, Sao Tome, Somaliland, Sudan South, USA, Vietnam, Yemen, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More reports are coming in of the reactivated LRA 36 Antarctica. Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, slightly below 15476. The nominal schedule Monday to Friday, 18 to 21 UT. Wolfgang Büschel says, about 5 years ago, the nominal power was 10 kilowatts, but 4 years ago, it was lowered to 1.2 kilowatts due to power restrictions, their small generator on the base. So the output was between 1.2 to 1.5 kilowatts. Well, we can certainly believe the power is at the lower level again, since reception is so difficult, but we do have some reports. Visiting Lanzarote, Canary Islands, Manuel Mendez from Spain reports it on November 7th at 1835 to 1850, at first only a carrier, but then some talk and music, but it was extremely weak, barely audible. At the de-expedition on Prince Edward Island, Walt Salmaniv from British Columbia says, I can see the tracing on my Perseus, 15475.984, with a lot of splatter from 15480. That was at 1912 during the 1 hour the Madagascar AWR transmission in Arabic is only 4 kilohertz away. Brian Clark in New Zealand says, there was a signal trace on 15475.976 between 1930 and 2111 UT November 3rd. With regular fade-out pattern consistent with how I've heard the station in the past. However, too weak a signal to get any audio today. Wolfgang Büschel employed the remote receiver in Brisbane, Queensland, on November 7th, measured 15475.971 around 20 UT, but it was extremely weak under threshold. He could also barely hear it in remote receivers from Spain and Italy. He says the transmitter wandered some 4 to 5 hertz up and down continuously. Another report from Manuel Mendes in the Canary Islands a bit later on November 7th. He says he heard it very weak at 21:32, but better than before with comments and songs. And the signal disappeared abruptly at 21:40. So we might hear it that late. But the only SINPO reading he could give it was 14321. On November 9th, it was the same, except it went off earlier at 21:04. In Chile, Hugo Lopez reports LRA 36 on 15475.95, November 8th at 20:50 with an acceptable signal, but quite a bit of fading at times with music in Spanish. For him, it rated 35333. On November 5th, the GRA blog from Argentina updates us on RAE, Argentina to the World, the external service which relaunched about a month ago. It was supposed to be 7 days a week, but we've not been hearing it on weekends since it was previously only Monday through Friday. And this explains that indeed they are temporarily on shortwave only Monday through Friday, although they are webcasting every day of the week, including Saturdays when the DX program airs in Spanish and all the other languages. The English hour is at 18 UT on 15345 and at 03 on 11710.6 variable, and so is the 19-meter frequency. Ivo Ivanov updates us on Radio Biafra in the B season. He was expecting it to be on 11600 via Bulgaria, like it was in B15, but instead it's on 15325, and the time is 18 to 21 UT. However, as usual, they have problems keeping the transmission going. For example, on November 7th, there was dead air for the first 10 minutes, then the transmitter was off for another 12 minutes, back on from 1822 with music, and they made a wrong frequency announcement, 15600. On November 9th, he tried again. There was an open carrier for the first 8 minutes, then 22 minutes. The transmitter was off the air until back on at 1820. Or was it 1830? There's a typo in there. The live program in English finally had begun, and again they announced the wrong frequency at 1847. From Radio World, November 4th, via Mike Terry, Brazil has launched a DRM shortwave test. It's from EBC, Radio Nacional da Amazônia, the frequency 9750 in the DRM-30 mode. It's organized by the Digital Radio Association of Brazil, abbreviated ABRADIG, and EBC, and supported by the DRM Consortium. Trouble is, the power is only 150 watts at the Rojador site in Brasilia to assess the behavior of the equipment, signal quality, and system stability. They say reports indicate it has been detected all around Brazil and some intermittent signals received in New Zealand. The trial began October 28th. They plan to keep it on the air permanently through the trial, no set date for it to end. They're using different antenna patterns and directions. It is also said that EBC plans to acquire a more powerful transmitter as soon as possible. Ivo Ivanov confirms that the clandestine for Burundi, called Radio Publique Africaine, is being heard between 18 and 1858 UT on 11550 from the Madagascar relay, the first half roughly in Kirundi and the second half in French, at least on November 3rd, but for him the signal was poor. Colin Neal in British Columbia says the documentary about the now-defunct Radio Canada International shortwave site in Sackville, New Brunswick, is making the rounds of film festivals. It's also about the phenomena created by all that RF on a small community. He interviewed the filmmaker, Amanda, and there's a sneak preview on his website, which starts coffee.bc.ca. And furthermore, the big news, he says, we are bringing her documentary to the shortwave dial. The soundtrack only, that is, since it is an audio medium. The two-hour documentary, Spectres of Shortwave, begins Sunday, November 13th at 23 UT on WRMI 7570. That's the frequency beamed across the entirety of North America. More about this in the WebWatch column of Communication for November from the British DX Club. Her full name is Amanda Dawn Christie. The film has been released in Canada to critical acclaim about radio waves, relationships, landscapes, and loss. Its own website is Spectres, better spell it correctly, of Shortwave, one word, .net, or www.amandadawnchristie.ca/requiem-4-radio/. José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX in Paraíba, reports his first log of Radio Congo Brazzaville on 6115, November 6th at 0522 to 535 in French and vernacular, with some local songs. He says it rated SINPO 35332. So that's a reminder that we in North America should also look for it around that time. The earlier the better, whenever they may sign on, as Japan will be starting to fade in, Radio Nikkei, on the same frequency. And the other Congo, DR, this report from Mauno Ritala, WRTH, via communication of the British DX Club. As reported by Samuel Oma in Uganda, Radio Kahuzi is heard again on 6210 kHz. Mr. Richard McDonald says their schedule is 07 to 15 UT, but due to frequent power outages, they often have to sign off at 13:30. That is entirely in the local daytime, so good luck. As expected, Radio Vanacuba started making frequency changes on November 6th, the first day of Standard Time, in Cuba as a running dog of U.S. imperialism. But by November 9th, they had failed to put up a completely revised new B-16 schedule. So we've been making monitoring observations which indicate they're really undecided about what the permanent schedule will be. English on 15140 moved an hour later to 20 UT, and on 11880 moved an hour earlier to 22 UT. English on 5040 moved an hour later to midnight UT. That's what they usually do in the B seasons. 6075 came back on the air, and I thought it would be replacing 9710 as it had in previous winters, but then that disappeared and they were back on 9710 for two or three nights at least. 6060 is not supposed to start English until 0500, but on November 8th it was already in English, but 6165 was off by 0100 UT. And furthermore, there was English on 9535, which is normally Spanish only. So, we don't know what they're doing, and I'm not sure they do either. Also, Spanish broadcast in the morning added a third 16-meter band frequency, as heard November 9th at 1413, 17750, while still on stronger 17730 and 17580. Another European medium wave frequency is off, 1107 kHz from American Forces Network in Vilsack, Bavaria. Wolfgang Büschel says he was last hearing it on October 30th, and Mauno Ritola in Finland says the first day I noticed it missing was October 31st. Mike Terry inquired at the station to make sure and got this reply on November 9th from Chappie. I'm sorry to say we've turned off our 11:07 a.m. transmitter. We are only transmitting now on FM and through AFN 360. If you would like the FM frequency, I would be happy to provide one for your area. Well, I don't think there is one for the UK from Germany. So, Dan Goldfarb of the Medium Wave Masts Group says that means only long wave remains on German soil, and Germany will need to be added to Bruce Conti's website of silent medium wave countries. Although updated program schedules are not forthcoming from WRN, I've confirmed that World of Radio did make the time shift on the North American service to be heard UT Mondays at 0230 on their satellite and webcast. It remains to be confirmed whether the other broadcast is now Saturdays at 1831 UT. Patrick Faliszewski of our new affiliate Radio DHT in Poland has also been following WRN developments, and he says World of Radio seems to be on its usual time-shifted place on the European service, which would be Saturday at 10 UT, I think. And he says the only working link to hear WRN European is as follows. This is a numerical address, 193.42.152.160/ WRNENGEU. And when using WinApp, you should add .WMA. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 1851. Thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, for contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. This helps to support not only this non-commercial broadcast, but our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. I was getting rather tired of checking for Madagascar World Voice transmissions on their new B-16 schedule the first week in November because they just weren't showing up. However, José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba finally heard them on November 9th. The new English broadcast, 20 UT on 17640. It signed off at 20:56 with a very good signal and modulation, he says. He also heard them during the following hour in Mandarin on 11610. Via Mike Terry, MediaMagazine.nl, translated by Andy Sinnott, says that Netherlands low-power stations on 1395 kHz are glad to hear that Transworld Radio will no longer be broadcasting via the high-power emitter in Albania on 1395 kHz after the end of this year. So they're hoping that they can increase their own power and no longer have an interference problem. However, Wolfgang Büschel reminds us that Radio Tirana is also using 1394.911 kHz for their own Albanian language Balkan service at 0901 until 10 UT. After only a week on 9700, replacing 6170 after 13 UT, Radio New Zealand International changed frequency again to 7355, on the air from 1259 until 1650. It's still coming in fairly well in North America. There is a collision with Kurdish from Iran at 1320 to 1420, but not a problem here. New Zealand DX Times says there's a petition for Radio New Zealand after an eight-year funding freeze. NZ's most popular radio station and our only public national broadcaster is very much under threat. Things are so bad, RNZ is planning to sell its Auckland studios, one of its last remaining assets, just to stay afloat. Compared to public broadcasters overseas, RNZ is seriously underfunded. A 2007 independent KPMG report recommended immediate increases to the RNZ budget of at least $6 million. That increase has yet to happen, and the need has only become more urgent over the last 5 years. The announcement of RNZ's plans to sell their studios is the latest sign of the dire situation they are in. The Coalition for Better Broadcasting, CBB, has an online petition running. Add your support for RNZ National and RNZ Concert by following a link from betterbroadcasting.co.nz. Cuba's Radio Rebelde continues to be sporadically on or off the air from 5025 instead of a 24-hour service. If you find it missing, listen carefully for Radio Quillabamba in Peru, which is uncovered on 5024.9 approximately. Bruce Churchill in California was hearing it both at his own location at 0115 UT and via remote receivers in Finland, starting at 2337. Furthermore, Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener has taken a look at their website and found that they're currently celebrating their 50th anniversary with an exhibition. If you're in Quillabamba, be sure to drop by. It includes DX reports it has received over the years. The website where you may find more about it is www.radioquillabamba.com. Here's a frequency collision which needs to be resolved between midnight and 1 UT. Radio Romania International in Spanish to Latin America is now on there, although they're registered for 7335. Peter W. Hansen says their website shows 7315. The same thing, same anomaly, happened last year during the B season. The trouble is this year, WHRI is also on 7315 during that hour, with the relays of Voice of Vietnam in English and in Spanish during the second half of the hour. So we have two Spanish services to Latin America colliding on the same frequency. At least we know that Voice of Vietnam relays have continued despite being missing from one of their schedules. And there's also a repeat from 01 to 02 on 7315 when there is no collision. I've received news that the northeast tower of the 600 kilowatt São Tomé relay of Voice of America on 1530 kHz has collapsed. so it's now operating non-directionally on the remaining tower. The pattern had been a wide-spaced two-tower array with two major lobes, one more or less northerly, the other northeastward. So it's not clear whether this would diminish or increase its signal toward North America, where it has been DX'd. The power, after all, is 600 kilowatts. Best is around Sinon at 0258 UT, if you can hear Yankee Doodle, as Walt Samaniev did during the current de-expedition on Prince Edward Island, where they have a much better shot at Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. He reports it November 6th at 0258, signing on, and in English news at 0300. The other station on the frequency is a 15 kilowatt from Romania. Sometimes one is stronger, sometimes the other. He heard it again on November 7th when VOA Saint-Thomé was very strong. And furthermore, from that ideal de-expedition location, he also heard it November 7th at 2018 UT with High Life Music parallel to the VOA internet feed, often at armchair level, with occasional interference from Romania or Madeira. At sign-on time, it also would pay to check for it further inland North America, as it has been heard by those lucky enough to pull it past WCKY or other interference. Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, is showing up again by long path in our North American mornings. On 7120, November 8th at 1331, I had a carrier up to S7 but could not make out any modulation during what is supposedly their English segment during the middle third of that hour. And others have reported hardly any modulation when it's much easier to hear around sign-on 0330. However, the next day, I was still hearing a carrier past 1412. The normal sign-off is 1400, as noted by Ron Howard in California on November 8th. He was hearing the last 5 minutes with their national anthem by a marching band. It so happens that his local sunrise and their local sunset were exactly the same time on that date, 1439 UT. Here's another collision problem with WHRI on 7315. November 4th at 0338, I was hearing both it and Radio Tamazuch, the service for South Sudan, scheduled as a relay from Vatican from 0330 until 0600. But at 0430, switching to its sibling service, Radio Dabanga, and by that time, WHRI is off, but it's certainly on after 0330. The evening broadcasts of these two are at 1430 to 1630 on 13800, unfortunately the same frequency used by Radio Puntland Somalia, but which is on a very irregular schedule. Do not think you're hearing Puntland after 1428 when Radio Tamazuch comes on as scheduled via Germany. As I was hearing it November 8th and after 1500, switching to the Madagascar relay. If in doubt, remember that Radio Puntland is carrier plus USB only, so if a station has LSB, it's not them. Furthermore, there is a parallel frequency, although it may not be exactly synchronized, the first half hour, 15540 via France, switching to Vatican at 1500. That was a change from the originally planned 15550, and it may hop around to avoid jamming. Ivo Ivanov and Alan Rowe both reported that change. Our second Saturday broadcast of World of Radio via Hamburger Local Radio at 1530 UT now during the winter timing on 7265 compatible USB once again faces severe interference even in Europe. From China Radio International's Hindi service via East Turkestan on the same frequency. I was listening via the U20 web receiver and was hearing another station on the same frequency, but not HLR, in an UNID language, but it must have been Azad Kashmir Radio from Islamabad, Pakistan, which is also using 7265 during that hour and beyond. Since November 6th, I've noticed a number of anomalies from WRMI, which I can't go into detail here, but one particularly notable is that 5950, scheduled for an antenna beamed southward and always very weak here, has suddenly shown up with a very strong signal in our evenings. It's making me suspect they switched to a more westerly or northerly antenna. This was at least till November 7th, before and after 23 UT. And it's still like that at midnight 30 UT, when every day of the week 5950 carries a DX program, wave scan, or in Spanish, frecuencia al día, or antena de X from Panama. With our standard time shift of programming 1 hour later and our earlier sunsets, WBCQ is propagating much better as far as Central North America on 7490 at 22 UT. That includes Marion's Attic. Once again, we can hear her on Sundays, and Behavior Night on Fridays, and, for that matter, World of Radio, Wednesdays at 2200. One or two transmitters from WEWN have been missing. One of them came back on November 5th, Spanish on 12050 during very long hours, and I found it was extremely out of order, extremely overmodulated and splattering between 12,000 and 12,200 kilohertz, more or less, causing severe interference to WWCR, WTWW, Radio Australia, and anything weaker. Finally, I notified frequency manager Glenn Tapley at WEWN on November 7th, and he got the word out to the transmitter site. They took it off for a few hours and got rid of the splatter before returning. Let's hope it's been fixed for good. Reminder that we are seemingly in the season again, as we were last year at this time, for quite strong reception of the Clandestine for Yemen, Republic of Yemen radio on 11860, believed to be transmitted from Saudi Arabia. Romney Johnson in Nevada and I hear it just about every morning, often with good signals, around 1430 UT, or as much as one sesquihour earlier or later. Keep an ear on it, 11860. And we think for reception to be that good, it's probably reaching us by long path over the Indian and Pacific Oceans. ZNBC Radio 1, Zambia 5915, seems to be on a reduced schedule. Bill Bingham sends a news story about problems Zambia is having with their national power supply. Ron Howard says there was a very early cutoff time. He was hearing them starting with their interval signal at 0244, but they went off exactly 1 hour later. Ray Robinson of Voice of Hope Africa notified me that one of the transmitters in Zambia for 11680 or 13680 to West Africa had been off the air since October 31st due to a failed part. Repairs were being made, but the frequencies may not be heard for a few days. The other non-directional transmitter on 9680 is unaffected, as are the web streams. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels likely November 12th and 13th, A and K indices being at 20 and 5. Elevated A's and K's the week of November 20th to 28th, with G2 storms peaking at 54 and 6 on November 21st. Solar flux ranging only from 75 to 79 during the next 27 days. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1851.